Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey with Real Music. Got a chance to interview the lovely, the talented singer, Tiffany. Talked to her today about her brand new album coming out on the 25th, this Friday, called Shadows. So awesome to talk to her. And yes, I was fanboying it up. You can tell, obviously. Had a great time, though. Had some technical difficulties, but we survived. But here we go with the interview.
There's always something going on. I mean, some technical malfunction is always
there. There really is. And to complicate things, I live like out in the field outside of Nashville, like about an hour outside now with traffic and all the congestion now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Turning like LA.
Yeah, really?
So, yes. Yeah, no, really, downtown isn't cute. So I don't go there.
Yeah. It's. I was there a couple years ago, and it's a nice area. But you're right. Everybody's coming in. It's like a big
it's just too much, everybody on top of each other. So I've never really done that, really. I always lived in Orange County in LA.
Yeah.
And then I lived in the mountain. I've always sought to be away from the chaos and then come in, you know, probably too, because I'm like I'm like overextend myself. So if I'm a little further away, it makes me think.
Yeah, I totally understand. Well, I'm in LA. I'm in Lower Alabama, so that's LA to me. So
I love it. Alabama. I haven't been there very much, and I used to go there quite often.
Oh, okay.
And I was just thinking about it. But there's some theaters there that I want to do.
Oh, cool.
On my wish list for Shadows. So definitely, yeah. If you have any recommendations,
yeah,
let me know.
I sure will. I sure will let you know. And I'd love to come and see you perform.
Thank you.
And also, I mean, if you would have told 15-year-old me that I was going to be getting a call from Tiffany, I'd been like, no way, right? Tiffany is going to call you. No. Hello?
Hello?
I lost you there. Okay.
No?
Technical.
Hi?
Technical difficulties.
Can you still hear me? Yeah.
I can hear you. You good? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, you've got a brand new album coming out.
I do.
This week, right?
I do. I know. November 25th, Shadows comes out finally.
So cool.
So very exciting. I Like the Rain, the single's out now. And our cool lyric video, which we're very proud of that.
Awesome.
Just made the new video for Your Everything.
Awesome stuff.
And what else can I say? So much going on with, you know, the cooking, Let's Food with Tiffany, TiffanyTunes.com, everybody,
cool.
To be a part of Tiff World. I mean, there's so much going on. There really is, but we're getting planned. Behind the scenes for the tour for Shadows. And like I said, I just shot the new video for the new single, You're My Everything.
Awesome.
And we're off and running. It's not stopping. Every day is pretty busy.
Yeah. Well,
but I love it.
That's a good thing, right?
It is a good thing. I can't complain. I really, you know, it's like sometimes you're, you know, running to keep up, literally. But for the most part, I mean, you know, this is what we've wanted. We've wanted for the album to come out. So now it's just, it's a matter, I think with social media and with all the new climate, you can prepare, but you really just have to dive in. And
right.
It's like a lot of your time and, you know, it's, you have to be in the moment. So I'm learning that balance. I'm learning to like enjoy all of it. And then, you know, go away and do the work mode side of it and really do the creative side of it, which I love the most.
Right.
You know, now is what I'm doing now. So we're planning the Shadows tour.
So this album is like a rockin' album, right?
Well, this album is just, you know, continued growth, I think, for me as an artist. I mean, The Color of Silence was in 2000, and that's where I showed more of an edge and, you know, that I wanted to be a writer and kind of my big coming out, if you will, for my intentions, you know, of me as a vocalist or my career or what, you know, where my heart was really. It took a little bit of time. I love all kinds of music. I still do dance and I still will probably do other projects with other people. So, you know, that's what music is about, adventures and collaborations. And so I'm not going to say that this is what I am, but
right.
This is the next extension. You know, I think this album Shadows has the heartfelt ballads and big production and where I was at as a songwriter and my own personal story and all of that on those, you know, on those songs for sure. That's life experience. But, you know, the up-tempo stuff is kind of a wink back to the punk pop retro sound of the 80s, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
With modern production. So it's got a little bit of everything on this album. And this is really, you know, I started touring Shadows. We thought we were going to release it. So we started promoting it a little bit already last year. And then I had to hold the album back until this year. But this is perfect timing. But I, you know, it was a good thing, really, because I got to see how the fans would react already to the songs.
Yeah.
And we're going to come out bigger and better on this, on these particular shows, just because I'm doing more production and same band, same much fun, you know, fun. And zhuzhing up some of the songs, which I love it, you know, because that was kind of like we were ready. And then it was, as you know, such a crazy time.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a little bit of a plan now. And again, to be stepping into production and planning all that now.
Sure. And you were talking about you liking different, you know, genres of music and things like that. But you started off, how old were you when you started off singing?
I was professionally singing at 9. As when I started singing with bands and having gigs, if you will, my name on posters and places that I had to be in commitments.
Right. And you were singing country back in the day. I think you were like on the,
I was singing country. I was singing songs like, Stand By Your Man and, Delph Dawn. I sang, oh goodness, let me see. A lot of Loretta Lynn. I love Loretta Lynn. Some Emmylou Harris. So on and it went, but there was never any appropriate material for a 9-year-old, really.
Right.
So, you know, people kind of said, you know, go back to L.A. I was in Nashville for a little while. My parents brought me out here. My first manager was May Axton, Hoyt Axton's mother.
Right. Wrote Heartbreak
Yeah,
Hotel.
The actor.
Heartbreak
yeah,
Hotel.
The actor and musician.
Right. For, sure.
And songwriter and on and on and on.
Awesome. He was in Gremlins.
Hoyt was amazing. So he instructed my parents of, you know, hey, I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe my mom can help you. So that was the early career, starting at 9.
Awesome. Wow. And then, so how did you go from country to just like pop music?
You know, we were in California again, recording country after coming from Nashville. So I was about 12. 13 at the time, and just doing country demos. I had tried some rock stuff, actually. A rock producer came around, and again, my voice was fitting, but it was, she's 12. I mean, I remember my first headshot. It was really cool, though. I wore like this Michael Jackson style leather jacket and didn't smile. I had crooked teeth, so I didn't like smiling anyway. It was way too happy for me.
Right.
And they put makeup on me. I mean, I looked a little older and I was like, yes, this is cool. And my mom was like, absolutely not. So my career did not take off at that time. But, you know, I waited until another 2 years, but we were doing country and happened to be in a studio in Burbank, California, with a producer who had produced so many people, Motown, a lot of Motown artists, Kim Carnes and Smokey Robinson, and Jennifer Holliday, and on and on and on and on and on. And he heard me singing, really, more than anything. And he was like, I don't know anything about country, but I know a thing or two about pop music and, you know, modern music. So he came in with songs like Could Have Been and I Think We're Alone Now. And I saw him standing there and started bringing in writers, his staff writers, and they were writing material for me, which was amazing as a songwriter. You know, I wasn't part of that.
Yeah.
I wasn't asked to be a part of that. And I didn't have it at the time. But to watch it happen was really a great experience for me. And it became my love, you know, to want to be a songwriter.
Well, did you ever run into Tommy James during that time whenever you were doing the song, I Think We're Alone Now?
I have, and I do, and, you know, he's wonderful. So he's always wonderful. It's great to see him when I do, you know, go into New York or we cross paths, and he's always been wonderful to me.
Awesome. Yeah, and such a cool song now. I know it knocked off Michael Jackson from the number one spot back in the day, right?
It did.
So cool.
Yes.
So how excited? So how excited?
Very
were
proud
you?
Of that. Oh my gosh! It was like, what?
No, but not anybody can do that. I'm just saying Michael Jackson.
Not no. So I mean, that's I still say it, but it's like what?
it can't be true. Could it? Yeah, that I always loved that song, and I loved "Could Have Been." I always thought that was really, really cool song. I mean, really for a 17-year-old, you know, to be singing. Your voice is always powerful and just, you know, ahead of its time is what I always thought.
Well, thank you. I mean, I've always fought for people to know that I could sing. I think we're alone now. And I saw him standing there in some of the early songs. And that was my fear, you know, that people wouldn't be able to know that I could sing. So we fought for Could Have Been to be on there. I love that song from the moment I heard it. Sure. Still do. And, you know, again, now, you know, fast forward to Shadows, you're going to hear me singing, I think, some of the best I've ever sang and ever. Bed of Nails is like one take. And it's definitely a powerhouse vocal, to say the least. And I'm very proud of it.
Right. And so how would you say, as far as developing your style of singing, how did you develop, you know, when you, you know, matured and got older and things like that, how did you decide to go into this direction?
Well, I mean, the direction's always been in my heart from early experiences, you know, stepping into, you know, country Western where it's all about your fans and real life and you're living your, you know, life right out there on the pages, you know, of every song. So I'm very much that person. And then growing up in the 80s, you know, with all the flash and all the jazz and all the behind the scenes.
Love it.
So, you know, I've kind of learned to do all of it a little bit, you know, and I think now it's like I just live my life. And again, I'm inspired to make music because of the art of my life, if you will. And, you know, and I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. So, I mean, now it's so different than the 80s because I am so much more a part of it.
Right.
From, you know, the songwriting standpoint to, again, you know, videos and production and working with the label and on and on and on. But, you know, back in the day, you know, I was only 14. So I'm very proud of myself as a person to want to do it firstly and then to understand it and then to do it well.
Yeah.
To be able to do all these different sides of the, you know, what it takes to do to be in the music industry nowadays.
Sure. And, you know, after all these years, still around after all these over 30 years, 35 years.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, you know, I just keep, that's the fans. I love them and they're great. And they're always pliable and ready for the next adventure from cooking again to crazy TV shows, you know, to, you know, working with other artists to, you know, my online boutique Radical Reds, it's going to start doing fashion shows next year,
so cool.
Working with other people. I mean, on and on and on. It's just time to live. I think that's the message for everybody. Enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy who you are, you know, and there's so much going on, you know, in all different levels of life right now that we, you know, I just want to get out there, enjoy my music and live.
That's a good thing. And, you know, like you said, after all those years, you know, you got people like you and Debbie Gibson, people like that still doing it. Did you ever talk to her and kind of reminisce about the good old days?
Not too much. I mean, we're all friends. So there's so many of us in that group of people. Yeah. That, you know, we always see each other on Facebook. I mean, that's the good thing about social media is that you can check in all the time.
Well, back in the day, though, all the girls had New Kids on the Block. And I think I had Tiffany and Debbie Gibson posters on my wall, you know. So,
thank you.
I still got them somewhere. I have to dig them
out. I appreciate that. Well, thank you. Well, hopefully you'll love Shadows, the new album. And,
yes.
You know, I'm excited to do shows and start, you know, just living the music, like I said. I mean, it was really great to be able to get some of the pre-order out there, and we've been doing some of the videos. People are hearing some of the music and they're just like, what's happening? You know, this is really, really good and I get it now, and just compliment after compliment. So I'm thrilled.
Well, I like what I hear, and you're a very talented lady, very talented singer. I mean, for people that don't know, I think people that, you know, maybe didn't know that you're still singing. I mean, you know, they think of the old Tiffany, but man, you got some great songs and a new album out. Looking forward to hearing it and seeing you do well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it today. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And hopefully I'll be seeing you somewhere in Alabama one day, huh?
I would love that for sure. Definitely. TiffanyTunes.com for sure. So, you know, that's where you can find everything Tiff World.
Awesome.
And hopefully there's an Alabama date on there.
Yeah. I'll be looking for it. All right.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Awesome. Take care. You take care.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Music. I appreciate you so much. If you'd like to donate to this podcast, you can do so by clicking on the support button and giving whatever amount that you feel like. I appreciate it. And I'll be bringing you more and more awesome interviews. So just, you know, stay tuned and share this, if you will. And check out my YouTube channel, Real Music with Gary Stuckey. And subscribe and tell all your friends that the music is real. I'm keeping it real right here on Real Music. And until next time, everybody, do that. Keep the music real.